Let's get on to the Z-Lines.
Z-Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Jazz with your 10am Z-Lines. In local news, buses in Brisbane have been forced to skip several inner city stops this morning. Riders have reported Martyr Hill, South Bank and the Cultural Centre have been skipped by some buses and that commuters are being guided to use the metro through Woolloongabba instead. Translink has stated an issue with ventilation systems is preventing non-electric buses stopping in these stops between Buranda and the city. Quote, the M1 and M2 services will not be affected, so please transfer to one of these services if you need to travel to an impacted station.
Queensland has repealed diversity quotas for the Brisbane Olympics Board. The quota was part of a bill to remove specific requirements and required the Olympic Games Organising Committee Board to have at least 50% women and one Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander director. According to the Department of State Development, Infrastructure and Planning, the move was made to enhance efficiency and effectiveness. The Executive Director of QUT's Corumba Institute, Professor Chelsea Wadigo, states that this is an appalling decision as Queensland will be under an international microscope as a result.
In national news, the collapse of First Guardian Master Fund, a managed investment scheme, has seen over 6,000 Australians and $590 million left in limbo. Despite the collapse of this cash hub, and being under investigation by the corporate watchdog ASIC, multiple super funds are still funneling cash into this fund. It is alleged that associated directors of the failed fund have poured millions of the public's retirement savings into personal investment ventures, leaving the return of the individual's savings currently unknown as key directors are under ongoing investigation.
A man in his 50s has died yesterday after being bitten by a bat infected with Lyssa virus many months ago. New South Wales Health has confirmed he was the first case of the extremely rare virus in New South Wales. The rabies-like infection can take anywhere from weeks to years to present. Trish Paterson, who ran the Australian Bat Clinic and Wildlife Trauma Centre in Queensland, said that less than 0.1% of the Australian bat population was infected with Lyssa virus.
And in international news, 26 attacks on Gaza from Israeli forces over the last 48 hours have seen over 300 Palestinians dead, including 33 aid seekers at the Gaza Humanitarian Fund Foundation aid centres. These new attacks come amid heightened aid demand in Gaza, with US contractors allegedly using live ammunition and stun grenades to fight off Palestinians scrambling for aid at the few centres still in operation. Norwegian emergency medicine doctor and Gaza healthcare provider Dr. Mads Gilbert described the shooting of people in line for food a war crime, with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees calling for investigations into the killings and wounding of Palestinians trying to access food through GHF.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21 and a minimum of 10. There is a 10% chance of rain across the city today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band too. That is all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Friday Neon, your energy saver of the week. The milk for your cats, the butter on your toast, the yin kicking the butt of your yang, and the art that brings...